Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 3. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought this judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. The beginning of the end is apostasy. What is it? Daniel 12, verse 5 through 10. Then Daniel looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth for ever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand by the wise, but the wise shall understand. How we can understand what these verses relate to is by the time, times, and a half, because the place in the Bible where this measure of time is used is the tribulation. The power of the holy people scattered means they are gone, because it says that shall be finished. By that time we have had the two raptures, and those who refuse to take the mark of the beast will have been done away with. Before we get to Daniel's message time-wise, the rapture, the peace agreement, the two witnesses, and the beginning of the seven-year tribulation, we will be experiencing the apostasy described in Amos chapter 8, verse 11 and 12.